Vayter in Shas, we are in Makos Daf Tesvav, picking up Yudal on the base, bottom of the page, second to the last line, end of the line. Now, we know that there's a general principle, general rule, that a person is over a lav in the Torah, that is, you do something where God said, don't do this, then you have to get fixed. You got to fix it up. How do you get fixed? By getting Malkus, by getting flogged, by getting whacked, by getting bapped. Twist it, turn it, bop it, pull it. Okay. However, there's another rule, and there's something known as a lav anita klase. If it's a lav, that's given over to an essay, that after that it teaches you what to do, sort of to fix it, then ain't looking to love, you don't get malchus, because it's already fixed through that essay. Now, what's classic example of that is nosag. Don't leave over of the carbon. That's a lav. And if you did, then burn it. That's an essay that fixes it, so if you don't need malchus. However, although that's true, that's only if it's a lav, and then the assay is coming to fix it. But if it's an assay first, and then a lav, where the assay is not necessarily coming to fix it, then you still get malchus. Says Gemara, Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol lo sasei shekadmu assay, look at a lav. If the assay came first, then you do get malchus for it. Okay, very nice. That is said, and this is important, in the name of Rav Yochanan. Beep, turn the page. Tes, vav, amru lo, amartos. They said to him, did you really say that? Rashi zachirim sheshamu mishmo, lo shamu apiv, amart davizet. They said, did you really say this concept? Amru lo, said, no, never said that. This is Rashi chazer bo. I don't know if he was chazer from what he had said. Amru lo, Rabbi says, whoa. Ho Elokim, by the Lord, right? Because it's Rabbi who spoke up over you, Rabbi Rechana, instead of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is like, make him look bad. So he says, I swear that Amar, you actually did say this, Uksiva Vitanina, and it's come from a pasuk, and there's a Mishnah which explains it. Rashi says, Matsinu Kosov Lo Sa'asei Shekad Mu'asei. We find a case of a Lo Sa'asei that Asei came before it, Vitanina Le, and we taught a Mishnah on that, the Lokan, that you get Malkus, Velo Sagi Le Bikiyuma Ma'asei, and it's not enough just to the Asei to fix it up. Says Gemara, Uksiva Vitanina, the Ksiva, it says, and you should send out from the camp. Rashi says, what are we talking about? Savas ben Yisov, Yishalchum in Amachane, called Sarua. V'cholzav. Anyone who's Saras, anybody who is a Zav, we go and we send him out of the camp. Chol Tamil Nefesh, anyone who's Tamei. V'lo Yitamu Esmachaneim, and then we have the Pasuk, we're following it, which is the very next Pasuk. It says, Mizachan, Nekev, V'tishalechu, and Mechutz Amachane, Yishalchum, send him out. That's your essay. V'lo Yitamu Esmachaneim, and not to make impure the machana shanishochim yisochim that I am dwelling in its midst. In its midst, right? So there you have over there the lav. Oh, so it's an assay first and a lav. In Tanina, even though it's an assay and then a lav, so you think, okay, it's like a lav and it's a glace. No, since the assay came first and then the lav, Tanina about the mikdash tamei. It says anyone who goes into the mikdash is going to be tamei. I mean, including that to the category of a person who's going to get malchus. It's Rashi, koi chashiv lei beluhin alokin. Oh, so clearly, Yochanan, we do say that. Ella, my time come hadarbe. So why is it Yochanan backed out of this principle here that he would seemingly say that you would get malchus even though it's the essay came first, right? Why would he switch his mind over here? He says, Gemara, Mishum de Kashale Onus, because he had a problem with Onus. Onus is someone who rapes somebody. As she says, the Kasha Onus, Naira Basula Dashkan Be Lo Sasu, Lo Sase. Lo sase, shekad maase. Right, we find by Daira Basula that we have over there a lo sase that comes before it nase, so therefore you should think they wouldn't get malchus in such a case. Siksev, velo sihia leisha. This is talking about a guy who rapes a woman, and she shall be for him a wife. Lo yuchal shalcha, you cannot send her out. Ve tanya lo, we have a brisa on that, the Gemara's going to tell us. Tanya lo, shekai mesase. He should uphold that say in Girsha Vyachzimena that if he divorces her and he takes her back, Vyifter and be Potter, Alma Lav Shinita Glase Choshablay. So we see here this is a Lav that's Nita Glase, even though the essay comes first. Let's look inside. Mishun Dekashale Ones. The time was going to buy say, Ones Shigirsha. If a guy goes and he rapes a woman, then he goes and he marries her, then he divorces her, even though the Torah says you're not allowed to ever send her out. So that's the essay. Im Yisraelu. If he's Yisrael, what does he do? Rashi Shiyachol L'kayim Ha'asei. He's able to mekayim the Ha'asei. V'yach Ziren Machzer V'noloke. He's able to take it back. So do that as he got Malkus. Machzer V'noloke. Im Kohenu, if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to marry a divorced woman. Rashi says, also V'grusha Loke V'enu Machzer. He gets the Malkus, doesn't return her. Loke V'enu Machzer, and doesn't take her back. Im Yisrael, Machzer V'noloke. Am I? Hold on a second. If he's Yisrael, he takes her back and doesn't get Malkus. Why? Losase shekudomu asehu. It's a losase that And that's taken before it. And when is it true that you don't get malchus? Only if it's lav anita glase, that the lav comes first. Over here, you see the ase comes first, and still they're not getting malchus. Vililki. Therefore, he should get malchus over here, even though he gets remarried to her. So because of this day, Rav Yochanan clearly retracted his statement, because he saw here it's a ase that comes before the lav, and im kol zeh, you don't get malchus. Therefore, this din of lav anita glase works, even if the ase is before the lav. Amarula, really, Rav Yochanan doesn't have to retract, and we could just say that this case we brought over here is not what you thought it was. It's not really that there was an assay before the lav. Really, the lav came after it was after the lav. Amarula, lo yomar lo siel isha ba'ones. You don't have to say by an ones when someone rapes this woman that it's going to be after she's going to have to take her as a wife. V'ligrim motzi shemra. Let us just learn it out from a din of motzi shemra. What's a motzi shemra? That is that a guy who's married to a girl, right? She's between 12 and 12 and a half years old, and then he says after they get married that she committed adultery before it was after Erisim, but before Nisuin, and he brings Edom, and then after it turns out that he was really lying over there. Then what ends up occurring because of that? The Pusik says that he gets Malchus, and he has to pay 100 sela to the father of the woman over here, and he's never allowed to divorce her. So Velingman was saying, Ma Motzi Shem Rashalosa Maisa. There was no action, it was none, it was just his words. And Amrachmana Velu Yisiel Isha, and it says the Torah says that she'll be for him a wife. Ones lo kosh again, then an ones where there was an action going on over there, then of course that would be the case. So then why does it have to go and say it straight out if you're going from a Kav Chomer? Im Einu Inyan Lefanov. Then Teneo Inyan Lacharav. It's coming to teach you that the ones, to teach that the ones has to marry his. If it's not to come and teach you that he has to marry her, then Teneo Inyan Lacharav, put it for the something afterwards. Im Girish Yachsa, that if he goes and he divorces her, then he has to go and he has to remarry her. Now we have, this is a straight up idea, it's a lav anita glase, because this is fixing it up, and therefore, that's why the Braisa says it's not going to be any Malchus if the onus remarries her, and this doesn't disprove of Yochanan's original shtickle over here, that one does not get Malchus if there would be a positive thing before the negative. This is a different case. What do you mean you can't learn that out from the next? Because you asked the question, Mala Motzi Shemra, Shekin Loko Mishalim. We know by Motzi Shemra is a special din over there that they have to pay and get Malchus. Usually you only get one of them, but you get two of them over here. Therefore, you can't learn out. That's more Machmir, so you can't learn that out to something more Makel. A case of ones. And for the Gemara, Ella, let's try to figure this out. Lo yomer lo si elisha. By the way, none of this is going to work. I'm going to come with another answer anyway. But the Gemara says, Ella, lo yomer lo si elisha motzi shemra. Don't say it by motzi shemra, but like my ones, learn it out from ones. Uma ones in loko mishalim. It doesn't get malchus umisham. It doesn't have both of them. Rashi says, betchila so amar achmana lo si elisha motzi shemra lo kosh again. Motzi shemra for shen shenli. Says Gemara, amar achmana lo si elisha. Back in the Gemara, uma ones in loko mishalim. And the Torah says, lo si elisha the motzi shemra. Of course that's going to happen. Then why is it said? Why is it said by Motzi Shemra? And then we pull the move of it. Ain't no Inyan la Motzi Shemra. Whenever you have this extra stuff somewhere that's just hanging out, then we could use it in other areas. And ain't no Inyan la Motzi Shemra. If that's not what it's for, then Teneu Inyan la Onis, and put it by an Onis. And ain't no Inyan la Fanav, if it's not for the pardon beforehand, then Teneu Inyan Achar, put it after the fact. That tell you that if he afterwards divorces her, which he's not allowed to do, then he has to go and remarry her, and then he doesn't get Malchus, and it's not against Rav Yochanan's original point. Motzi Shemra, Rami Onas, Nami Lagamar. Says Gemara, no, you can't learn a Motzi Shemra from that either, from Onas. You can't learn Onas Motzi Shemra because it was more Mach. We can't learn Motzi Shemra from Onas because that's a Chimra. Dika the Mifrach, Mal Onas, you can't also Maisa. We know that there's a Maisa being done over there, but not unlike Motzi Shemra, there was just words. Ella, lo yomer lo si elisha Motzi Shemra. Don't say, and it should be for him a wife, or Motzi Shemra at all. Shari Ishtohi, because they're already married. Rashi Shekvar Kitcha Venasa. We're talking about the case of the guy who does Kiddushin, he does Nisuin, and then after the fact, what happens? He goes and says, oh no, she was with somebody else. So obviously they were full on married. And then it says, Lo Si Elisha, for him it should be a wife. Well, why? You don't have to write that at all. So Lomanimer, why is it coming to tell you that? Im Einu Inyan the Motzi Shemra, if not for Motzi Shemra, tell you in La Ones and say it by the Ones, where the guy raped the girl, where they weren't married, that he has to go and marry her. Im Einu Inyan Lefanov, and if it's not, beforehand to teach that Onas has to originally marry her, since this is already known from the words, is to be, she shall be a wife unto him. This is a straight up Rabbi Onas Taneo in Yilachar, then say it after the fact. And we have again, it's a Lava nikra glass A. That's where there's a malchus. So it's more v'im eino inyan lefanav to motzei shema. Why do you say your whole shtickle v'im eino inyan lefanav? Why are you saying that? Hashem, back it up. We said, don't say lo say liisha motzei shema because it's already his wife. So then why is it said? And eino inyan motzei shema, then put it for ones. And not before, afterwards. V'ima, why are you saying for that? V'im eino inyan lefanav to motzei shema. Tenei inyan lecharav didei lo lucky. Why don't we just say that it goes for the inyan afterwards? That he goes and he marries her. If he divorces her against the law, a motzei shema goes ahead and divorces the woman. He has to take her back. And then there's no malchus and it's a lav dikatasei. Says, Gemara Nechanami, that is true. That's what we say. V'asonis agabe minei. And onus comes and is learned from it. Rashi says, Dichehechi de motzei shema lo lucky begerishin im hichzir. Just like the motzi shemra who divorces his wife and then remarries her, he doesn't get malchus. Onus nami lucky. So to the case of onus. In fact, they were of Michael Marmine. How are they learning from each other? Iba kavachom, iba mamatzinu. You have kashas on any way you want to learn it out, like we already said. So mala motzi shemra shekein lo asa maisa. Motzi shemra didn't know any maisa, so he can't learn out onus from it. So we have to come up with a new reason entirely. Ella amarava. Kol yamav ba'amud v'achzer. All of his days, he has to get up and bring her back, says Rashi. Hadatanya ba'onis machzer ve'eno loka. When it says by an onis, a guy rapes a woman, and then he marries her, then he divorces her. Right? That which it says by onis, machzer ve'eno loka, he doesn't get malchus if he takes her back. Taima mishom da'al karchach lav shenitra klasehu. Because it's a lav and nitra klasehu. With a lav and then the essay comes afterwards. Da'amar karchach, the pasuk says, kol yamav. Lo havale lemichtav ella lo yuchal l'shalcha. All the pasuk says lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yom. If you're not allowed to send her out all your days, just say lo yuchal l'shalcha. My kol yom of hachkamar. Lo te b'shiluchei kol yom. She would not send out for all days. Eliach zibrenu. You have to bring her back, even if you divorce her. Val karchach amod ve'achzer kamar. It's saying get up and take her back. That's what the pasuk is basically saying. V'achikamar velosi elisha, and for him it should be a wife. Im shalcha, for that he sends her out. Shelo yushiluchei l'chol yamav, that it wouldn't be forever. Harei ha'aseacher ha'avarta halav. The essay is after you did the lav, and therefore it's a lav anita glase. So he says, Ela marava kol yamav ba'amor v'achzer v'chein ki asa. Therefore, there's no malchus. V'chein ki asa ravin amar Rav Yochanan, boom, there's Rav Yochanan, to explain his original problem is not knocked out from the fact that the ones doesn't get malchus by remarrying. Kol yamav ba'amod v'achzer. All of his days, he has to get up and remarry her. To come full circle, what that means is that Rav Yochanan was originally quoted as saying that a lav hanituk la'aseh is something where a person doesn't get malchus, right? That's how he came along, we originally quoted him. Then we came along and we said, oh, but he retracted from that because of a problem where there was a lav. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, lav nitik asay, you'll get malchus. But there's an exception to that is that if the asay is before the lav, then you would get malchus. But then they found a case, a lav nitik, the asay was before the lav, and it turns out that you do get malchus, which goes against Rav Yochanan's sense, so he retracted. But he retracted that retraction by saying he misunderstood that particular understanding of ones, and really ones is a regular case of lav nitik asay, and that's why there's no malchus over there. But if it were to be a case over the stays before the lav, then there would be malchus. Full stop. And now they're going to ask a question on that. Amar Leir of Papa Larava, he says, hold on one second. V'holo dami lave l'lav de chasima. This lav is not similar to the lav of chasima. We know that malchus is learned out from lo sachsom shor bidisho. Right? What we learn, things have to be similar to that lav. You want to come and tell me that if the assay comes before the lav, so then you're going to get malchus. But that's not the case of the Sachsum Shobadisho. The Isser against muzzling has no assay that's connected with that at all. A Isser that has an assay, if you have a lav, there's an assay coming before it, is different to this case, and therefore there should be no malchus. Rashi says, Hodam Yochan lo sa assay. Shekadma say lokin love halodami lav lave the love de chasima sheimbo asay vuhu samach leparishes malchus, and that is what's next to the parish of malchus. Amar lei Rava said back mishum de kos of beirachmana asay yisera migra gra. Tell me a person gets malchus for doing a lav. Now they over a lav and an asay, and that's going to be worse.
Ashes of Bitamia. Like, what does that mean? I said, also, there's no reason to think they shouldn't get Malkus. So in Ekonomi, it has an extra thing around it. Nothing's perfect. Anytime you're going to have anything, even if it's similar to the Lav of Chasima, there's going to be other words around it. There's different letters. They're in sentences. So over here, you have an essay that comes before it also. Why should that change anything? In fact, the Gemara promises back, Ihachi, if it's really true that this additional essay doesn't take away from the Malkus, Lav Shinita Klase Nami, then get rid of the whole concept of Lav Shinita Klase. Or because it has another say, it's bigger gari. So for Papa saying that this din of not getting Malkus, when you have the case of a lava dikla say, clearly see it makes a difference. So you're also should be making a difference. However, the Gemara Amalei Hahulina Tuke Lavudasa. No, that I say that comes afterwards is coming to remove this iser from the regular case of Malkus and make it that it gets fixed up by doing that assay. Rashi says, assay she'enu miskayim elu la'acher avarta halav lenatek es halav me'onish Malkus. That's what it's coming to do over here. But in the case where, but when it's not coming to do such a thing, then putting in a say beforehand, that's not going to change anything, and therefore the person would get Malkus. Without Rashi, this next Gemara will make absolutely no sense unless you've already learned this Gemara. So that says the Gemara, Ha Nicha Laman Da Amar Bitlo Velo Bitlo. What in the world is going on? So, this statement over here that we said, an ones who marries, a guy who rapes a woman, then he marries her, then he divorces her, then he remarries her, he doesn't get Malkus. Because the word says all his days is showing that it's a lav anituk la'asei. He gets to finish it, and he fixes it. Ha nicha laman damar bitlo velo bitlo. We're going to see soon on Daf Tes Zayin, Rashi says, maybe Tes Vav from a base, we're going to see it's going to go into Tes Zayin, a discussion about how we have a certain way that we understand this brisa. Do you read it as bitlo velo bitlo? Or kimu velo kimlu. In other words, the guy he divorced the wife, and then he was mevatel, or he didn't mevatel. In other words, that he, what does that mean? That did he remarry or not marry her? And if he was mevatel, then he's going to get malchus. If he was not mevatel, then he's not going to get malchus, right? So we're talking about the case is where the guy's chayev to go and fix it up. Alav nita klase, then you don't get Malkus. But that's only if you're nita klase, if you actually fix it. But what happens if you don't fix it? What happens if a person does the iser, and then they don't have to go ahead and fix it up? Then they would get the Malkus. So hanicha leman da'amar bitlovo bitlovo, he explained it as like that. He'd have to do something to make it that he can no longer marry her. Like he made a neder that I'll never be able to marry this person again. So now he actively nullified it. Now he's going to get Malkus. But let's say she ends up dying before he ends up marrying her. That wasn't in his hands, so he's not getting a Malkus. Laman damar kimu velo kimu, according to one who says that we explained the brisa, which we're going to see soon, that he was mekayim, he fulfilled it or he didn't fulfill it. Ma'ayek lemeimer, what are you going to say now? In other words, then it's no longer dependent on whether or not, even if she dies, then he's going to be chayef to get Malkus. He doesn't have a way of fixing it. Right? How could that din of Rava and Ravin said that the onus divorces his wife, he's all his days to fix it up. How does that work with the one that says that he gets Malkus if he actually doesn't do it as soon as the court orders him to go and to do it? Beep, turn the page. Tesvavim base. And for the Gemara, midi hu taima elal Rav Yochanan. Aren't they just coming to speak about Rav Yochanan's case? That's their whole speaking up over here. Rashi says, "Mi hutzich lidros kol yomav." When they darshan these words, "Kol yomav ba'amud ba'achzeh," get up and go marry. Rav Yochanan she'amar losa say shekadmu asay lokan alav. Right, a losa say that there's an asay beforehand. You're going to get malchus v'kasha le ones. By the way, v'kasha of ones shegirish teketani in look. He's going to get malchus. V'hutzich laso so lav shenita glas la asay. We have to make this a case of not having to say. So amar le Rav Yochanan Latana, why Rav Yochanan, he said to the Tana, Rashi's Lakaman, Tani Bitlu, Batlu Chayev, Lo Batlu Pater. Right? So it says, Hamar Le Rav Yochanan Latana, Tani Bitlu Chayev, Lo Batlu Pater. So Rav Yochanan is the one who holds of the case. He holds that Malkus is going to depend whether or not he nullified this or not. And it was explained his shtickle that Rava and Ravin were coming to answer up for. So your kasha on whether kiyam or lokiyam is not relevant because we're working within Rav Yochanan, who says it's bitlu lo bitlu, and everything's good and dandy. Now let's talk about what in the world this is all discussing over here. Beforehand, let's just read this. Rashi says, Lekaman tani bitul chayev lo bitul pater. Avarish lakish tani kim of lo kim lo, who's the nemesis in this case of Rabbi Yochanan, lo darshe la'amod v'echser. He doesn't darshe the la'amod v'echser lashon to be a lava nita klase, ela lefnei gerishin. Lomar kol yomav tiyeh lo le'isha v'lo yishal chen u'lididei lav shekadmo asei v'lav shenitak la'asei shavin v'ein lokan alein ele yekayem ha'asei miyad kishiyas yiruhu beizdin l'hachzir. According to Rishal Kesh, I don't care if there's an asei before the lav or it's a lav nitak la'asei, doesn't make a difference, you're not getting malchus for it, ele yekayem ha'asei. So he disagrees with Yochanan there, do it right away when they tell you to go and to do such a thing. Detani tana kamei de Rabbi Yochanan kol mitzvahs los ha'asei sheyesh ba kom ha'asei. Any los ha'asei that has a kum, get up and fix it. Kiyom ha'asei sheba, if you do the ha'asei, potter, then you don't have to get malchus. Bitel ha'asei sheba, if he nullified it, interesting. It says Kiyam and the Bittel, different Lashonos. Bittel Asay Shaba is a Vata Asay that's there. Then Chayiv is going to get Malkus. Amalei of Yochanan said, Maika Amat, what are you saying? Kiyam Pater, Lo Kiyam Chayiv. Bittel Chayiv, Lo Bittel Pater. Tani Bittlo, Bittlo, Vilo Bittlo. His kasha on this is when he goes back to my ka'amart, what did you say? Because the lashon was kiyam asei sheba pater. If he's mekayim the asei, then he's going to be pater. Sounds like he has to do it immediately. If he does it right away, then he's going to be off the hook from getting malchus. But bitul asei sheba is mevatalet. Chayiv is going to be chayiv, which sounds like as long as he gets it done eventually, then he's going to be okay. So that's where he comes in. He says my ka'amart, what are you doing over here? Says Rashi, ibekiyam tistani pater. Below kiyum tisni chayev, v'afa bishelo bittel, v'ibe bittel tisni chiyuva al karcha tisni ptura below bittel, afa bishelo kiyum. So let's switch it around. Kiyum pater lo kiyum chayev. If you read it as if he fulfilled, he's not chayev. Then you have to read the flip of that. If he didn't do it, then he's going to be pater. Bittel chayev lo bittel pater. And if you read the brisa saying if he nullified it, then he's going to be chayev. Then you have to read the flip of that. If he didn't nullify it, then he's going to be. Then he's not going to be chayef. You got to switch something around. So tani bitlu velo bitlu. Switch it, put up as bitlu v'batter. Rashi says bitlu asei sheba chayef lo bitlu asei sheba. Then you're going to be pater. Rashi Shimon Lakishomer, he argues and says kimu velo kimu. It should is kimu velo kimu. When the court says to do it right away, if he does it right away, then he's going to be okay. If he doesn't do it, then he's going to get malchus. But my kamiflegi, that we have Rav Yochanan saying the idea of bittel, and that of Rish Lakish is saying of kiyum. My kamiflegi, basra safik kamiflegi. They're arguing in the case of asra safik. Ooh, a warning that's uncertain. Right? If in order to get malchus, you have to be warned beforehand that what he is about to do is going to cause him to get malchus. So this machlokes is about is in which the warning cannot state certainly that the act will make him chayiv malchus, but only maybe it's going to make him chayiv malchus. Can the court give malchus of asra safik? Asra safik al mifugi. Ma'asav asra safik shma asra. Out of Yochanan, he says asra safik. It's considered Asra. It's a good Asra. And Malchus can be given because of that. And therefore, he can also say that he looks at Malchus, depends on whether he was Mevatel or he wasn't Mevatel it. Even though this is going to assume that Malchus can be given on a Asra Suffolk. The warning that's given to him when the guy is married, that don't divorce her because then it can cause you to get Malchus, that's only if he divorces her and then he does something that doesn't allow him to ever take her back and doesn't allow him to take her back ever, like making some sort of neder that they'll never be able to marry again. But maybe he'll never do that, in which case it's not necessarily going to come out to be Malchus, and therefore he holds that Asra Safik Shema Hasra. Umar Savar Asra Safik Lo Shema Hasra. Asra Safik is not considered Hasra. Even though he's an opposite of getting himself out of it, the guy's warned before, and don't divorce her, you're going to get Malchus, he divorces her. And then they go, okay, time for Malchus now. He can get himself out of it by going ahead and remarrying her right now. But if he doesn't do it, then he's going to get Malchus right away. So therefore, he has to go with the Kiyam or Lokiyam. V'azdu l'tamayu, and really, Rav Yochanan and Shlokas are going toward their own shitas. The Yitmar, we see him, Psachim and Shfus and Tmurah, as Hashem and Tmurah. Shavua Sha'ochal Kikar Zeh Hayom. If somebody says, I swear that I will eat this kikar, this loaf of bread today. I says, Tavar Ein Ochel Velo Ochel Avar Al Shavua So Kishu Yoshit. Let's read the whole thing. Shavua Sha'ochal Kikar Zeh Hayom V'Avar Yom Velo Ochel, and the day passed, and the day he passed, so he didn't eat it. V'Yochem Yishal Kishar B'Tavar Ein Eloka. Both of them say this guy is not going to get Malkus, but they say for different reasons. Rav Yochanan Omar, Eino Loka, why is he to get Malkus? Peep, turn the page. Says I'm not. Mishum, Dahave, Lav Shem B'Maisa. It's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Says Rashi, Aval Mishum Asra Safik, Lo Hava Miftar Da Asra, Safik Shema Asra. But he wouldn't get up because it's Asra Safik, it's not Asra. B'chol Lav Shem B'Maisa, Ein Lokan. Rish Lakish Amar, right, so Rav Yochanan doesn't free them from getting Malkus because of the fact that you can't give him a definite warning over here because he says that's considered valid. Rish Lakish Amar in a loka, Shamdav Asura Suffolk, simply because it's a Asura Suffolk, and with a guy who swears to eat a loaf of bread on that day, the warning that would come beforehand is uncertain because as a person's warned in the morning that he better eat the loaf of bread or else he's going to be Chayav Malkus. If the rest of the day passed without him eating it, he will have gone against the Isser, against swearing falsely, right? He can be punished, however, only for his action or inaction immediately following the warning, right? You warn me right now, and then if I do, I don't do something, but I still have the whole day to do something. Therefore, it's considered Asura Suffolk. So therefore, the reason why, that's why he doesn't get Malkus. Mishum Asura Suffolk, Asura Suffolk, Chol Asura Suffolk, Lo Shema Asura, not called Hasra. Okay, now we're gonna see just to start off these words. Tafar leader of Yehuda, Rav Yochanan Mishloach, because both learned out their dinim according to Rav Yehuda, and we're gonna see how that works over there. But we're gonna hold it for now, and God willing, continue with it next time. Until then, my friends, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.